Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Yatshalom. We are now in Masechet Zevachim, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Bet. About to take a look at the last couple of Mishnayot in our study of the 8th Perek of Masechet Zevachim. We're going to be looking first at Mishnah Yod Aleph, briefly, and then at Mishnah Yod Bet, and the attendant discussion in the Gemara. So let's say you have some dam that belonged inside, and it got mixed with dam that belonged on the outside of Mizbeach. Shafchu lamar, has to be spilled out, and here Rabbi Eliezer does not disagree. Natan bachutz v'chazav natan bifnim. Let's say you didn't ask, you took the whole mix, and you put it first on the outside, and then you put it on the inside. Kasher. Bifnim v'chazav natan bachutz, but if you brought it inside and put it on the Mizbeach apnimi, and then outside, Rabbi Akiva posel v'chachamim machshirim. Why? Rabbi Akiva omer, kol damim shenichlesu l'chaper b'aychal psulin. Any dam of any korban that belongs outside, that comes inside, it's pasul, and its korban is pasul. Chachamim omerim chatat bilvad. The only dam that comes in, that if it comes in, it's pasul, is a dam chatat chitzona. Rabbi Eliezer omer af asham. Rabbi Eliezer, as we saw in the very first mission of the Masachet, appends asham to chatat, shenemar, kachatat ka'asham. The Torah describes the Minchas Kodesh Kodeshim like a Chatat and like an Asham, equating the two. Okay, so the first question of the Gemara is, V'niflogonami Rabbi Elazar Baha, why does Rabbi Elazar disagree here also, and say you could put it in Ro'in, etc.? The answer is, Hechi Le'avid. There's no way for him to do it. Native Bachutz, if you want him to have him first put it outside, V'hadu Native V'fim, and then put it inside, you can't do that. K'shem Shemitzvah L'akdim Al-Yonim V'tachtonim, just like we always prefer doing the Dam El-Yon before the Dam Tachton, and that's why that was the order that Rabbi Elazar suggested. First put it above, then put it below. Kach mitzvah lakdim bifnim lachutz. It's also a mitzvah to do damim bifnim before damim bachutz in case there's a conflict in precedence. So, netav lachutz. So why don't you do it in that order? The answer is, kevan de'ika chatat v'yasham nechinichas dam dam psulin. If you bring the dam chatat, the dam asham inside, as Rabbi Elazar speaking, they become pasul. So lo psikale, therefore it is not an ironclad rule that doing it first inside then outside will work, therefore Rabbi Eliezer cannot say that. Okay. Shaya, Rabbi Kiva, Omer, etc. So now we'll take a look at Rabbi Kiva's position as against that of Chachamim, vis-a-vis which korbanot get nifsal if they're brought inside. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Mashalama davar domen. Now, just for a little background, the context of the key pasuk number one, v'chol chatat asher yuvami damayel ha-kodesh pnima. Any dam that comes in, the animal has to be burned up, right? Then, that's in the context of the Torah HaChatat, all the instructions of the Chatat. So therefore, Shmuel says that Rabbi Kiva's position is, the Talmid Shemazag L'Rabbo B'Chamin, a student or a servant was serving his master with hot water. Marlo Mazogli, and then he said, pour me something. Amarlo B'ma, what do you mean? Amarlo Lo B'Chamin, Anuskin, we already got Chamin, so now I must mean either chamin or tzonen. Hachanam mechti b'chatat askin v'ati. It's the same thing. The Torah is already talking about chatat. Chatat achadav achamar lamali. Why do you need the word v'chol chatat to begin in our pasuk? It's already that's a korban that's under discussion. Halav chatat kamin yalai ala kol kodeshim. Chatat is just an example, and it means any kind of korban. Magrav huna b'radio of Yeshua, so he challenges the mashal. Mechti drabu kol kodeshim l'gabe mizbeach l'inyan mariko u'shtifa. In the previous pasuk, the one I didn't put on the page, but the pasuk prior to pasuk 1, Asher Morak Ushtaf Hamayim, we extend it to all korbanot, even though it talks about a chatat. Chatat achad v'achman alam. So why does the Torah then say chatat in the next pasuk? Shmar chatat im nidiach min lo. It's the opposite. The Torah is bringing the last pasuk back to only chatat, and not expanding it beyond. V'halo dami elo l'talmid shemazag l'rabo ben b'chamim etzonen. Now we'll turn Shmuel's mashal inside out. Say it's like a student who's pouring some hot for his Rebbe. Amarlo altim zogli ala chamin. And then he said, no, only hot water. So therefore, that can't be Rabbi Akiva's explanation. Ala talmid Rabbi Akiva, in other words, the problem is that the pasuk, just before our pasuk, is understood to be expansive and include all korbanot. Therefore, the word chatat in our pasuk really seems to bring it back to only chatat, and that's not Rikiva's position. So where does he get it from? Chatat v'chol chatat. It doesn't say chatat asher yuvamda, it said v'chol chatat. Tano chatat, in the ala chatat, kotche kotche minayin. Rikiva says, how do I know to extend it to all kotche kotche, tamalomar, kol chatat. Kochim Kali Manal and Hamanayin. How do I know the extended him into Shlamim? Tamadomar Vechol Chatat. Divir Bikiva. Amar Lo Rabbi Yosei Glili. What was his answer to him? Afilu Atamar Bekol Ayom Kulo Inishome Alacha. You can come up with as many vavs and calls as you want. Chatat is a chatat is a chatat. Ella, I agree with you that there's something extended here. Chatat, Enli Ella Chatat Yachid. All I know is a chatat Yachid. Chatat Sibur Minayin. How do I know that even a chatat Sibur? That's dam is brought too far inside. We'll see about that in the next Mishnah. Tamalomar kol chatat ve'ainli ela chatat zachar. All I know is the chatat that's a male animal. Chatat nekivem minayin. How do I know extend to a female animal? We'll flip this around in a minute. Tamalomar vechol. Klapelai, it's upside down. Halachim ve'ainli ela chatat nekiva, which is the common one. Chatat zachar minayin, which is only the sa'ir nasi. Tamalomar vechol chatat. All right, good. So Rabbi Yosei Glili disagrees with Rabbi Kiva, but we now understand Rabbi Kiva's reason. He extends it because of Vechol Chatat. V'savar Rabbi Yosei Glili d'hai kra l'achi v'datan. Rabbi Yosei Glili really used that pasuk to teach us that. V'atan Rabbi Yosei Glili omer, kol ha anyan kulo einu medaber ala parim anisofim esorim anisofim. He disagrees with the whole read of Pasuk 1. He says Pasuk 1 is not about somebody doing something wrong, bringing dam where it doesn't belong, but rather it's talking about dam that goes inside as it's supposed to. And listrof psulehen abeta bira, that the meat should be burned up, the basar should be burned up outside in beta bira, v'lamod belotase alachilato, and to establish a lotase for anybody who eats it. So amrulo hadajin chasta mal ifraim that fiminayin. Evidently, everybody was aware of the fact that if dam of a chatat belongs outside, goes inside, it does invalidate the korban. Where does he get it from? Amar lehem, hein lo huva, from the pasuk, where Moshe and Aharon are disputing about what to do with this korban after Aharon's sons died. And so therefore, Rabbi Yosei Glili had a whole different source for this. The answer is the Devar of Rabbi Akiva Kamar. Rabbi Yosei Glili was responding to Rabbi Akiva. And he was saying, Rabbi Akiva, you think that the v'chol chatat extends to that? I'll allow that v'chol chatat extends. It extends as follows. I personally think it comes from a whole different place, and the pasuk's not talking about that. But you who think the pasuk is talking about dam that's brought in erroneously, you can't extend it beyond a chatat of different sorts. Okay, the final mishnah, chatat shekibel dama b'shnei kosot. Let's say chatat chitzona, and you got the dam in two kosot. Yatsa echad mehan lachutz, and you took one out of the azara, ha pimi kasher. The other one is still kasher to use. But if you took one of them into the Heichal, Yosei Glili machshir b'chitzon. Yosei Glili says the one that's still in the right place is okay. Chachamim poslein, they disagree. I'm Rabbi Yosei Glili. Ma'im b'makom she'machshava posalat b'chutz. Think about this. If you were to intend to bring a korban outside of the Azara, the korban is pasul, but lo sa tamashiyar ki yotzei, we still don't regard the remaining cup inside as if it had gone out, and it's valid, and you agree with that. So in a place where machshava does not invalidate, meaning inside the heichal, should we certainly not regard the dam that's left over as if it did not go inside? So that's his position. The Gemara will give us a long breita with a back and forth on this. Nichnas l'chaper, let's say that the fellow, the kohen, goes in with this dam that belongs outside. Even if he didn't do anything, pasul devir b'lozer. B'lozer says, the minute he comes in, the dam is pasul, the korban is pasul. Rishimon omer ad shechaper. He actually asked to put it on the mizbeach b'mi or on the parochet to create the pasul. Rabbi Yehuda omer im hichnis shogeg kasher. He says, only if he brought the dam in b'mezid is it pasul, but if he did it by accident, it's kasher, and we don't know whether he takes from Shimon's position or b'lozer's position about how much he had to do. Now, kol adamim psulin shenetanan al gabem mizbeach lo hirtza tzitz el al tamei. Any dam pasul goes on mizbeach is not accepted, except if it was brought betuma. Shatzitz meratzel al tamei veinu meratzel al hayotze, because the tzitz only affects kapara for a tamei, but not for anything else, including yotze. Okay, let's continue with looking further at this disagreement between Rabbi Yosei Glili and Chachamim. Tanya, Rabbi Yosei Glili, Kal v'chomer, Uma b'malkom shamachshava posal pachutz, o posal dam shamachutz et shibifnim, is what we saw in the Mishnah. If intending to do the korban outside, does invalidate it, but nonetheless, taking the dam outside doesn't invalidate the dam that was still inside. So certainly, if you brought some dam inside, it shouldn't invalidate the one outside. Amrulo, they said, really, you're right, but harehu omer, asher yuvam midamam. Our pasuk, pasuk number one, says, if any of the dam is brought inside, afilu miktzat dama. So, you're right, theoretically, you're right, logically, but there's a gzirat hakatuv. Amar lahem, so he said, fine, kal v'chomer liyotzei mi'ata. So now, and this is all a reductio, he says, now you got a kal v'chomer in the other direction, which is that if dam goes outside, some of the dam goes outside, it should invalidate all of it, which you agreed it doesn't. If you intended to bring the korban inside, it would not invalidate the korban, and nonetheless, bringing some dam inside invalidates all of it. So certainly, because if you intended to bring a korban outside, it would invalidate it. Certainly, bringing some of the dam out should invalidate the rest of the dam. Amrula harehu omer asher yuva. Meaning, hanichnas posel v'eneyotzei posel. The only thing that is posel, all the dam, even if only some of it goes there, is yuva, if it's brought inside. Again, gzerat hakatuv. So he turns around and says, utehem achshava bifnim posel mikal v'chomer. So now it should work that if you have intent to bring a korban inside the hechal, that should be called machshavat chutz, kal v'chomer. Ma'ab makom shalom pasal dam shemachutz it shebifnim, machshava posel pachutz. After all, if you brought some dam outside, it wouldn't invalidate the rest of the dam, and yet machshava to bring a korban outside is posel. Kom shenifsal dam shebifnim, shepasal dam shebifnim et dam shebachutz. In a case inside, where the dam that you brought inside invalidates the rest of the dam that's out, didn't you say machshava posel bifnim? And the answer is harehu omer bayom hashalishi. This is in the context of pigol, meaning makom shemeshulash. We saw this several times in the third parak, that they understand that this has to be a place where all three functions work, meaning dam basari murim. So the hechal is not a place of machshavat chutz, even though logically it should be based on what Rabbi Yosef Glili argued. So he continues, v'lo te machshava posel bachutz mikal v'chomer. So now my intent, to bring a korban outside now shouldn't matter. So if the dam shebifnim invalidates the dam shebachutz, but machshava to do a korban there doesn't. So bachutz outside of the azara where the dam I took out doesn't invalidate the rest that's inside. Then my intent to do a korban outside shouldn't invalidate. We have such a notion of chutz l'mkomo as parallel to chutz l'smano, although not as severe. It's pasul, not pigul. And therefore, again, gzeirat hakatuv. Now, we're not totally done, because basar, yitzeh l'chutz pasul, anichas lifim kasher. If you took meat of a korban, took it outside of the azarat's pasul, took it into the echal, it's kasher. She'e bedin shepasul, but really it should be pasul. Umab mokom shelo pasal dam shemachutz shemifnim. So it's Elachutz Pasul. So now we're substituting Basar Hayotzei for Machshava. If you took Dam outside, it doesn't invalidate the rest that's inside, and yet if you took the meat outside, it's Pasul. Then the inside, which is more severe, because if you took some Dam in there, it passes all the rest. So certainly meat that comes inside of the Hechal should be Pasul. Harehomer midama, dama v'lo basar. So that's why the Torah says in Pasuk 1, Midama, not Basar. Dam is the one that comes in and makes a Pasul. Kavachom Meyata. So now we got one last Kavachomer. Mag Makom Shepasal Dam Shevnim Shebachutz. Basar Nechnas Lifim Kasher. So a place where some of the Dam going in invalidates the rest. But if you brought Basar in, it's okay. Shto Pasal Dam Shebachutz Shevnim. So outside of the Azara, where some Dam doesn't invalidate the rest inside, Basar Yitzel Achutz and Din Shebach Kasher. So certainly, if some of the basar goes outside, it should be okay. Harehu omer, it's a surprising source. Basar basadet trefa lo tochelu. What does that mean? How could you refer to basar of a korban that went out of the azara as a trefa? The answer is kivan shiatsa basar chutz l'mchitzato. Anything that's gone out of its proper precincts, like a field, ne'esar, it becomes asur. So again, all of the arguments that Rabbi Yosef Glili brings are stopped up with Gzerat HaKatuv. Yes, you're right, but the Torah says differently. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk that we said, al kodesh pnima. Pnima inli ela pnima. That only tells me if you brought it into the kodesh kodoshim. Hecha minayin, what if you brought it just into the hecha? Al tamad lomar, al hakodesh pnima. That's why it says al hakodesh. If you're mar kodesh, value mar pnima. So just say al hakodesh. And that means, because once I bring it into the hecha, kavachomer, if I bring it into the kodesh kodoshim, it's pasul. Amarava bazevli made elzeh. The word pnima is there to teach me what kodesh means. Meaning, just like where we're told that a toshav and a sachir of a kohen do not eat truma. The tanya toshav zekanoi kinyan olam. A toshav is an eved ivri who got ritziah and is there till yovel. Sachir zekanoi kinyan shanim. A sachir is an eved ivri who is there for 6 years. So yomar toshav yomar sachir. So why doesn't the Torah just say that a toshav doesn't eat, and then I'll know that a sachir doesn't eat because a toshav is more part of the kohen's household? Then I would have said that a toshav means a guy who's there for 6 years. Somebody who's there for longer, maybe he does eat. Therefore, the word sachir came to push me and teach me that toshav means zekanoi kinyan olam, zekanoi kinyan shanim, veino ochel. Neither one of them eats. Amarle Abaye. Abaye turns to Rava. It says, Bishlamatam, Trey Gufinino, you got a Toshav, you got a whole separate guy called Sachir. The Torah could have even said, a Nirtza doesn't eat. Then I wouldn't have any confusion about who it is. And I would know Sachir via Kavachomer. Sometimes the Torah writes something that I could have figured out via Kavachomer. Not so terrible. Halahacha, Kevin the Ifsel Behechal, the friend of my boy. But here we're talking about one dam. If the dam goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim, it already went into the Hechal, and therefore it already became Pasul. There's nothing to Pasul afterwards. Ela Amar Abaye says, Lo Nitzucha El Derech Mishupash. He says that the Pnima is there to tell you, even if you came in through a window or through some other entrance besides directly through around the Parochet, it's still Pasul. It says, Asher Yuva, that's not called Hava'a to bring it through a window. If you had dam that you intended to bring into the Kodesh Kedoshim, it doesn't become pasul on the Hechal, because that's not where you intended to go. So if you're part way in and then it said oops and turned around, you'd still be okay. Okay, Bari Rava. Rava then asked the following series of questions. These are Kormanot whose dam does go into the Hechal. You took the dam into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Mahu. Is it pasul? The Torah says ala kodesh prima, meaning kol hecha de karin ala kodesh, currently prima. Only something that's not allowed to go into the kodesh also is invalidated in the prima. But here it's supposed to go into the kodesh, so maybe it's not covered by this pasuk. But still, it's not in its right place. It went too far in for its place. And if you want to accept that second invalidating direction. If you took the power of the Seir of Yom Kippur, you went inside of the Kodesh Kedoshim and did the Hazaah. Votzian lahechal on the Badim means on the Aron. Votzian lahechal v'chisan. And you took him out of the Echal and then went back in. Mahu. Mi'amin v'komanhu. This dam does belong in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Odimahov v'nafak nafak. Or you could say that once he left, he's gone. Timtzahov v'nafak nafak. And if you want to say that idea, that it's pasul because you've already done the pnimi. Chazar hizami daman ala parochet. V'hotzio la mizbeach. So let's say that he did the hazan on the parochet and then went behind the mizbeach to do the matanot v'chisan and then walked back between the mizbeach and the parochet. Mahu hachavad echad makomu. This is certainly one precinct teichal. It's still called Yitziak because of Yatzal HaMizbeach. That's the way the Torah says it. From between the Paruch and the Mizbeach to behind the Mizbeach. And therefore, you've already gone out. You're now called coming in. And the answer is Teikon. Of course, the Rambam rules in all of these cases the Chumra, even in the last one, interestingly. Okay, Nechnas L'chaper. Last pieces. We have this Machloka between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Eliezer says that it's even if you just intended to do kapara, Rabbi Shimon says only if you accomplished it or put it on the daman. What's Rabbi Elazar's reason? Nemar kan lachaper bakodesh, nemar lalan, v'chol adam lo yeh ba'oel moed, v'vo lachaper bakodesh. Nobody can be in the Heichal, when the Kohen Gadol comes in, Lachaper Bakodesh. And that's when he goes in to do it. Malalan Kshalokiper. That's talking about when he hasn't yet done it. Avkan Kshalokiper, same thing here. It's when he has not yet done the Kapara. Shimon Omer, Nemarkam Lachaper, Nemar Lalan, Vet Parachatat, Vet Serachatat, Shuvah, Damam Lachaper. That talking about burning up the Parachatat and Serachatat of Yom Kippur. Lalan Kshalokiper. That's talking about when you already did the Kapara. Avkan Kshalokiper. So the question is, Lachaper in our Pasuk is that. That it's already been accomplished, or that was what it's coming in to do. My kamipalgi. So where's the disagreement? Mar savar danin chutz mechutz ve'in danin chutz mebifnim. Rabbi Eliezer says that we're talking about things that are on the outside. The people on the outside have to stay outside when the Kohen Gadol is about to go into is going in to do his avodah on Yom Kippur, and in our pasuk it's dam that belongs outside. You can't compare that to Parvus Yom Kippurim that we're supposed to go inside. Omar Savar, Bishimon says, Danin Behema bin Behema. You learn one case of Behema from another. Remember the Pasuk about Yom Kippur, about the people, is that they're supposed to stay out. And that's Adam. We're talking about Dam Behema, and we're talking about the Behemoth that get burned up. Now, Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda, remember, said that if you come in Beshogeg, it's kasher, ha mezid pasul. The implication is if you came in mezid, it's pasul. Now, kshikver or shalokiper, is he spinning like Rabbi Shimon or like Rabbi Eliezer? Bemezid, did you come in, did you have to actually put it down like Rabbi Shimon or just bring it in like Rabbi Eliezer? Miriam Mashva Shinemar, he says it from the following. V'et parachatat v'tzira chatat ha-shuvat amam l'chaper ba-kodesh. Amar amatam lomar. V'asoref, why does the next pasuk say v'asoref otam? What do you mean? The Kufayt Starich. That doesn't make sense. You need it to tell you that the guy who burns the Parvus Seir have Yom Kippur as Tumat Begadim. Why does it say Sir Parachatat, Sir Chatat? We only know that if you burn the Parvus Seir, if you're the Kohen involved in burning the Parvus Seir Yom Kippur, you're Matam Begadim. Shar means Yisofin Minayin. How do we know that if you're burning the Par Helam Dov Shul Tzibar or Par Koin Mashiach, that you also are Metam Gadim, Tamlomer Chatat Chatat, Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Meir says, I agree with you, but Enot Tzarich, you don't need that. Rabbi Omer Vet Par Chatat Vesira Chatat, Shetamlomer Lachaper, it says Lachaper. Tamlomer Chaper, why did it say Lachaper? Vet Akola Mitkapim Shah Sofan Metamim Gadim, any animal, any korban that's Mitkaper, if you're burning that up, which is Parim Anisrafim, Usirim Anisrafim, you have Tumat Gadim. Rabbi Yehuda, this is what Rabbi Yirmiyah is inferring. L'chaper l'mashpaleh, he can't use l'chaper for that. Why? My time out. La'ab mishum demibayileh l'gzera shava. Isn't it because he needs it for gzera shava? Which gzera shava? The same one that Rabbi Shimon used, which is to say that you only invalidate the dam after actually putting it on, not coming in. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda has by far the most liberal position, which is you only invalidate the dam if you come in intentionally and actually put on the mizbeach. We've studied a very difficult parak together, the 8th parak, in these 8 podcasts. And Mirz Hashem will begin in the next podcast. The Mitzvah should have a wonderful day.